From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Thailand began a year of mourning Friday following the death of longtime king Bhumibol Adulyadet. The monarch's body arrived in Bangkok Friday. The 88-year-old ruler died Thursday following years of failing health. Condolences have been pouring in from around the world, including the U.S., where President Barack Obama said the king was a close friend of the United States and a valued partner of many U.S. presidents. A White House statement added, "His Majesty leaves a legacy of care for the Thai people that will be cherished by future generations." Warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government conducted a massive air raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo. Friday's attack comes on the eve of a new round of talks to curb the violence in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Saturday. It's the first meeting between the two representatives since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks earlier this month. The West accuses Russia and its Syrian allies of war crimes for bombing hospitals and UN relief convoys in and around Aleppo as they target Syrian rebels looking to topple President Bashar al-Assad. Two more women have alleged that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump made unwanted sexual advances toward them, including a contestant in Trump's television show, The Apprentice, who told reporters that Trump kissed and grabbed her at a hotel where she had gone to discuss potential jobs. In his latest rebuttal to the allegations he sexually assaulted women during a rally in North Carolina Friday, Trump lashed out at his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton and the media.
They make up lies. They have people come around, Donald Trump did this or that. I never saw these people before. I don't know who they are. And then you watch these phony networks and dishonest networks who are 100%. Let me tell you something about Hillary Clinton. She's got nothing going. The only thing she's got going is the media. She's got nothing going.
Clinton is off the campaign trail Friday, but President Obama campaigned on her behalf at a rally in Cleveland, Ohio, making reference to what his wife, Michelle Obama, said about Trump's lewd videotape comments about women.
Yes, she was sticking up for women. Yes, she was thinking about the lessons we're teaching the next generation. She was also talking on behalf of men who know we're better than this, who don't want to teach our sons the kind of things that we've been hearing on television. You're not fit to be president of the United States.
The sexual allegations against Trump have prompted numerous Republican officials to distance themselves from him, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, the highest-ranking Republican in the U.S., but Ryan has stopped short of withdrawing his endorsement of Trump. The Obama administration announced Friday the easing of restrictions on Cuba in an attempt to create more economic opportunities between the two countries. The move is being applauded by some in the U.S.
I'm happy that the governments are coming together to talk about that and maybe lift the restrictions on tobacco and kind of as it goes along with all the restrictions between the two countries at this time as well.
The administration approved a package of regulatory changes that is intended to expand scientific, humanitarian, trade, commercial opportunities between the U.S. and Cuba. Haiti has announced that its long-delayed presidential and legislative elections will be held on November 20th after a delay due to Hurricane Matthew, which killed hundreds of people in the poverty-stricken Caribbean nation earlier this month. Haiti's election originally had been scheduled for last week. The country's previous elections in 2015 were canceled because of violence and fraud, leaving Haiti in political limbo. The undisputed fastest man in the world, Jamaican sprinter, champion, nine-time Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt, says he will run his last race in his home country at next year's Racers Grand Prix. Bolt also confirmed Friday that next year's World Championships in London will be his last major competitive appearance. For details on these stories, much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.